This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host. Of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology, and a man dedicated to truth.
Ted Show. Isaiah, we got a little feedback right there. Can you deal with that? Cut that feedback off for me? Isaiah, can you get that feedback off? Got a little technical problem here. Oh, now we're there. Okay. You know, you got good days and you got little slow days. Today's a pretty good day for me, depending on where you live, I guess. Gosh, it's snowing up on the East Coast. Huge snowstorm. Tried to get through to my grandsons this morning. The phone lines weren't even working because of all the snow up in New York City. Up in the Midwest, huge snowstorms. Down here where I live in the Deep South, I got to decide whether to wear short pants or long pants if I decide to take a walk this afternoon. So quite a dichotomy, if you will, in terms of the weather throughout we are. But we're sure glad you're joining us this morning, wherever you happen to live. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. We're here every weekend at this particular time. Have some fun, give you a little news, and just glad you're with us. And by the way, we've got a number of new affiliates joining us. You know, it's interesting in radio, it used to be that we had the traditional radio stations, and that's the bulk of the GCN listening audience that I have on the Common Sense Show. We've got stations from Fairbanks, Alaska, WFAR, all the way down to Pineland, Boquilla, Florida, WZQR down that way. And we're throughout the Midwest and Kentucky, and of course my home state of Louisiana. Latest affiliate came into us just here very recently, Methven, Massachusetts. That's Salem, Massachusetts, the witch area. And, you know, I was a little reluctant to talk about the witches up in Salem because they used to burn witches up there, you know, and I felt, oh, those folks would be real upset about that. It's a huge tourist industry up there. They give tours. They bring in millions of dollars a year in revenue when they're touting the witches up in Salem. So you take everything and turn it into a plus item. I guess. By the way, that area is the birthplace of Robert Frost, my favorite poet. Point I was making is that radio has changed so much now. We have internet radio that's really taken off. For example, WFR network, which is part of the Liberty Network, that's out in Glendale, Arizona. They put out a signal that is picked up off the internet throughout Arizona, and of course you can hear it worldwide, but concentrating on news in that part of the world, and they're picking us up now. We've got a number of stations to pick us up off the internet. You can go to GCNlive.com and listen to us anywhere in the world, and I just was amazed when I looked at the numbers here last week. We have a huge listening audience in Russia, in China, in India. And I said, why on earth are people listening to us in some remote village up in India? Well, that was the answer I got back. It is remote. A lot of these rural areas don't get radio of any kind. Hard to get a television station. And on the weekends, even worse. And weather conditions all input that. So they can get on the internet, listen to GCN Live on the internet, and pick up a show like mine all over the world. Why would they want to do that? Because they love America. They want to practice their English, quite frankly. That's one of the producers told me, Jim, don't get real cocky and think that there's a huge listening audience in rural mountains of India trying to listen to your show. What they're doing is practicing their English. When I say something, when I say, hey, welcome to my program, they say, welcome to my program. They're trying to learn their English. So whatever you're listening to us on the Common Sense Show, we're sure glad you're here, glad to be a part of our show, and we'll hope you listen on a regular basis. So much to cover. We want to talk what's happening on the national level, and we also want to give you a little local news, too. By the way, you getting your March Madness ready? Final Four kickoff this week. This is a big weekend in college basketball, and the winners of the tournaments and the top-rated teams will all go to the Final Four March Madness basketball tournament. They start with 60, I think it's up to about 67 teams now, get it down to four that play for the championship. People who don't follow basketball so much love to be in on the pool, because what you'll do either through a lottery or through some type of drawing, you'll pick your teams that you think will make it, and you pick a whole bracket. You might pick 34 teams, and then as there's an elimination, you might win some money or some kind of benefit in your office pool or your home pool based on the number of wins you get. You don't even have to know who the team is. If you win, you move on up down the line. You know, do you play the red or the black, I guess, is what you consider. In any event, the flow gets going with March Madness, and it's very close at hand where you'll be picking your bracket. Last year, I'm a big North Carolina fan. A lot of you know that I got a scholarship under Coach Dean Smith to go to the University of North Carolina, and that's always been my favorite team because it's my alma mater. You know, of course I love North Carolina. And I always pull for Carolina. I saw Duke beat Carolina in the ACC championship yesterday, which is a real disappointment. I'm sorry, on Friday, which is a real disappointment. In any event, last year I had my picks, and you go down the line and you get to pick a team that's left on the board. So I came, and North Carolina was, I was number four pick, and North Carolina was up there, but when it came to three, someone picked my alma mater. Oh, gosh, what a disappointment. I could have had the Tar Heels. I thought they had a real run at the national championship. So my next choice was Villanova, a perennial power that plays on the East Coast, and they're always a good basketball team. They were my next pick, so I picked Villanova. Well, what would you, could you believe it? In the championship game last year, it was North Carolina versus Villanova. And it came down to the final second. With 3 seconds to go, Carolina was leading by 1 point, for you basketball fans, as you remember. And a Villanova player took the ball, went to about half court, let it loose, and it swished through. And Villanova won the basketball game. And what was interesting was the starting guard for North Carolina, the player at Villanova who won the game with his shot, was a foster child in the home of a guard of North Carolina. That family is raising a North Carolina guard and a Villanova guard. What a great, great success story. In any event, you got that coming up, the Final Four, your pick 'em. I hope you'll get in an office bracket. Again, if you don't really understand basketball, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and pick your teams, and you can follow each day or each week as they win or lose. And who knows, a little luck, and you may win the whole thing, so give it a shot. Give it a shot if you will. By the way, let's get on to some national news here. We were a little late starting, so I'll kind of give you a little introduction, then we'll come on back and talk about it some more. But the big nationwide news, well, first of all, I might give you a comment about this CIA scrambling, the WikiLeaks. Do you understand all that stuff about WikiLeaks? It's tough to understand. There is a website, WikiLeaks, guy named Julian Assad, who I think is a Dutch national, has been able to tap into thousands and hundreds of thousands of government documents that are top secret, and he makes them public. And, oh, it's just an outrage about how these folks are breaking into our systems. What an outrage it is. Here's my question. How are they allowed to break into our system to begin with? How are they able to get into the system? What's going on where our systems are so weak that you can let someone break into the system and they can get all our information? I thought the CIA and I thought the various security agencies were able to stop that kind of thing. That would be my concern. Why do we have a system that can be broken into? We'll talk a little bit more about this. Hey, go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. You'll have some fun. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. freshen up your coffee. We'll come on back and make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, during the presidential campaign, our current president, Donald J. Trump, said the first act he would do as president would be to abolish Obamacare. He said, it's going to be easy. He's just going to swish in the pen. It'll be abolished, and everything will be fine. Your rates will go down, and everybody will have affordable health care no matter what your income level is. That was the campaign rhetoric. Now that he's president, we've had 2 months go by. Obamacare has not been abolished, and the president says, this is going to be awful difficult. This is going to be hard to do. You know, it's great to have the campaign rhetoric, but the focus reality shows a completely different thing. And in a matter of just a short few weeks, President Trump has been able to unite the entire country by having some real concerns of opposing the health care plan that he's suggesting. You know, Trump likes to put his name on everything. I notice that they don't call this Trump care. He doesn't want any part of what's going to finally come down because it's tough. It is right. It is very, very difficult. And the unfortunate thing is that the Republicans had 8 years to design a new plan. I believe the House of Representatives abolished Obamacare on 57 different occasions. They voted just to abolish it. Got to the Senate, it was dead on arrival. But they never offered any alternative. There was never any other opportunity or anything you could compare and see. We all knew Obamacare had problems. The costs were much higher than we had anticipated, and it just wasn't working to some degree. But then what's happening is the Republicans now have cherry-picked all the better part of Obamacare, the pre-existing condition requirement that if you have a problem before you get insurance, that you can't be eliminated. The company has to take you under that plan. Good plan, good proposal, something we've had in my home state of Louisiana. Back when I was insurance commissioner, I proposed this. We passed it like 20 years ago. And the fact that your kids can stay on your insurance policy as long as they're staying in school, they're 26. It's a good idea. Kids are in school, they can't afford insurance, and that's a good plan. Well, all that has been retained by the Trump care idea. He doesn't want to hear that. I guess we'll call the Republican plan Obama Lite. Would that be the way to do it? Maybe that's the best example to give you. And so that's been retained of this new plan that Speaker Paul Ryan has put out with several members of Congress. And it's drawing a great deal of fire. It's being opposed by the Republicans. It's being opposed by virtually every group that watches health care, the American Medical Association. The conservative think tanks are all against it. The Democrats, of course, are against it. And many Republicans are against it. Senator Ron Paul from Kentucky, we've got a lot of listeners up in Kentucky. Those folks know that your senator has been very vocal about the plan is just going to drive us deeper in debt. The plan gives a huge tax break to wealthier Americans and guts a good bit of the Medicaid program. If you go to Fox News, I guess the most conservative talk show television host today is Tucker Carlson. He was on Fox. He has a host show every night on Fox News. He replaced Megyn Kelly, and his numbers are higher than Megyn Kelly's. He's outperforming virtually everybody on Fox News. Well, he had the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and I have a lot of respect for Speaker Ryan. And so he said he questions this new legislation, the Republican legislation, that eliminated a tax on wealthy investors. And here's what Carlson said. He said, looking at the last election, was the message of the election really we need to help investors? I mean, the Dow is over 20,000. Are they really the group that needs to help? And Ryan answered that the tax has been imposed by Obamacare and that this $1 trillion tax cut is part of a way of knocking out Obamacare. And then Carlson follows up again. Now, this is the most conservative TV columns there on television. He says, but the overview here is that all the wealth, basically in the last 10 years, has stuck to the top end. That's one of the reasons we've had all the political turmoil, as you know. And so kind of hard sell to say, yeah, we're going to repeal Obamacare, but we're going to send more money to the people who've already gotten the richest over the last 10 years. I mean, that's what this does. No, I'm not a leftist. It's just that's true. And Speaker Ryan kind of flippantly said, I'm not that concerned about it. Well, I think as Tucker Carlson says, maybe we should be concerned. So, as I said, the opposition is coming. The major voice of opposition to this Obamacare Lite or the new Trump Care is coming from groups like the Club for Growth, Heritage Action for America, Americans for Prosperity, Tea Party Patriots. All the most conservative groups in America and they're calling this new bill Obama Light. They're saying it just doesn't do that much, and the cost, they say, is underestimated a good bit. So, in other words, let me quote Senator Mike Lee, very conservative Republican. He said the new legislation is not the Obamacare replacement plan, not the Obamacare repeal plan we've been hoping for. So there's no consensus really from either side, quite frankly. And so what the Republicans are finding out is that access to affordable health care is expensive. It's just very, very expensive. And here's where these plans, Obamacare did not address this problem, and the Democrats did not address this problem. It's lifestyle changes. What we're doing is that we're just saying, okay, American people, we don't care how you live, how obese you are, how much sugar you intake, how unhealthy you are, how your attitude of not caring how you are. Americans are more obese, much more so than they were 10 years ago. And so many, we find, you know, the typical cartoon of the guy 100 pounds overweight eating Cheetos and sitting in his chair and never getting out of his chair. We don't exercise. We don't have dietary concerns. And none of this legislation addresses. What it just says is, you go ahead and live any way you want, and the government's going to give you health care to take care of you. Well, that is what really offends me. You see, as a taxpayer, I don't want to pay for someone's dumb, unhealthy choices. Now, look, if you get cancer, if something happens to you that is unpredictable, then I understand, and you need to have the health care. If you can't afford it, we need to take care of you. But to the majority of the problems come about by people who don't take the time to learn and to understand or want to improve their stock. I mean, there's just so many ways you can do so. I've got a granddaughter. She goes at one of the wealthiest school districts in Texas. And I asked her last week, what did you have for lunch all week? Well, pizza one day and corn dogs another day. There is no salad bar. It's junk, junk, junk. And it's one of the most wealthy, informed school districts in America. We don't feed our kids properly. We don't teach our kids. We don't give them any nutrition training. So when they get out of school, they're eating junk food. They're going to the fast food joints regularly, eating fried food. They're not balancing it with vegetables, and they're getting sick, and they're getting diabetes. They're having health problems. And you and I are supposed to pay for these really dumb decisions. That's the kind of thing we ought to be talking about to be able to do a plan. And it's just not being done. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back with our first guest of the program.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're living in a changing country that differs a great deal than what it was in the past, and the views of people across the country vary, and sometimes it gets very incendiary because of this recent presidential campaign. A German journalist took the time to travel throughout the country and get some observations as to what he thought about the American psyche today. Tuvia Tenenbaum joins me. He's a three-in-a-row Spiegel best-selling author and the recipient of the Honest Journalism Award of 2016. He's written a new book called The Lies They Tell, and he's got some tough things to say about the American attitude that maybe is not on the surface, but down beneath the surface a little bit. Mr. Tenenbaum, glad you joined us here on the Common Sense Show today. Mr. Tenenbaum, you there? Okay, Isaiah, we got to get our guest there on the phone. We don't have him locked up. Can you try to get our guest there for us? Okay, they're fine. We don't.
Hello.
Click us on. Okay, Mr. Tenenbaum, we got you on the line now. I can hear him, Isaiah. Can you hear me, Mr. Tenenbaum? We've got some kind of technical problems here, Isaiah, where apparently I've heard him say hello, but he apparently can't hear me. So, Isaiah, yeah, you can check that out. And I'll just tell you a little bit about what he says while we're getting him on the line. He's asked questions of people of all backgrounds. Doesn't say he's of Jewish identity or his American citizenship. Just doesn't say anything about that. And he tries to get Americans to say how they really feel about the future of the country, about left and right, how they feel about diversity, how they feel about bigotry, and anti-Semitism. Now, we have Mr. Tenenbaum now on the phone.
Good morning to you.
Okay, good morning to you, two of you. I told our listeners about your new book and about your background. I wish you'd go ahead and share a view. You traveled all over America, and tell us the psyche of America. Is it uniform? Is there varying views? And how understanding are Americans about what's happening throughout the world today, about immigration, about anti-Semitism? Is there still a lot of anti-Semitism in this country? What did you find in your tour throughout the country here recently?
What I found about this tour was very shocking to me. This is America I didn't know. I arrived in America many years ago in 1981. I'm an American citizen, even though my accent is not exactly American. But I've been living
I was going to say, you have a deep Southern accent. You're from Mississippi, I would think. But go ahead. I'm interested because you are an American citizen. Tell us some of your thoughts on what you found out.
And what I found out was totally different than what I believed America is to be. I mean, I live in Manhattan, and in Manhattan there is our world, the way we see the world, and we think the rest of America is like that. And I thought America is one of the greatest countries on earth. That's from the let-go what I thought. That was my prejudice, was very poor American. But what I found in America, traveling this country for almost 7 months, which culminated in the book, The Lies They Tell, was a totally different America. I found America so deeply divided, and I found America to be deeply racist. I found America to be becoming anti-Semitic as well. I could not believe my eyes. I saw America that you don't read in the news. I traveled, took a car, and traveled day in and day out, every day, avoiding highways, and just letting the car without planning ahead, just so I can see it and meet people, thousands upon thousands, randomly, like they do it in statistics, like they do it in polling, in surveys. And from the beginning, I was like shocked. Almost from the beginning, I was shocked. I went, for example, because I live my part of my life in Germany. I was in Philly. I went to see the roots of this country, you know, the people. And I got to a place called Germantown, and I thought I would find a lot of Germans there. And there's not one German. They're all blacks. And the moment I walked in, they say, "Hey man, what are you doing here?" And I said, "What's your problem?" They say, "You are a white man." I say, "So what?" They say, "No white man walking here, man. Never seen a white man here." And then I saw reality. In state after state after state of what you call black ghettos, of what you call the hood, and there it's a different world. Totally different. When you walk in, for example in Chicago, there was a policeman trying to tell me, "Don't walk in. This is not the neighborhood. This is a shooting range." You know, the cops told me, "Don't go."
Oh, yeah.
In an unmarked car. But I walked in. And what do I see? I see poverty that screams to heaven. I see a culture that I don't even comprehend it. There is no cops. There is no education. There is no nothing. Nobody cares. Like, I go to a place, for example, in Detroit, and I see a father and his son. In the houses, I walked into the houses, everything broken. Even the outlets were stolen. I couldn't believe it. And I say to the...
Let me ask you a few questions. I mean, in America, I'm not trying to defend anything you said. I'm just saying that you have the right to succeed or fail almost to the level you want to take on, and if you live within your means, you can do something about living within your means. And so,
exactly,
if I've got
that's exactly what I thought walking in. But I'll give you an example. I see a father and his son, okay, in the hood, and I ask the father, "What is this? What is the place?" He says to me, "This place is called Red Zone." I say, "What does it mean?" He says, the last zone. He says, what does that mean? He said, after here, the grave. He says, where am I? He says, you are in a place where blacks getting black. I said, why? He said, because we are nigger brothers. And I'm looking, and he says, in the summer, he explained to me, we kill more. I said, why? He says, because it's hot. The kind of logic you don't really can't start to comprehend. And you see the little boy, and he's raised into it. What am I expecting? What do you expect this little boy to be when he grows up? What?
Oh. You know? Well, let me ask you this.
It's in our hands if we got the education. It's in our hands to choose if we got somebody to help us. It's in our hands to choose if we know better. But if you know nothing better, and the police is not there, and the education is not there, and nobody cares because it's black killing blacks or Latino killing Latino, nobody cares, not even Black Lives Matter. Nobody cares about these people.
All right, just let me stop you. Now, listen, Steve, whoa. Doc, listen. Listen to me now, okay. Let me ask you this. You traveled throughout the world.
Yeah.
You have you're from Germany. I understand that in a certain portion of this country, we have almost chaos in the streets of New Orleans and primarily in black neighborhoods, and we have a lot of problems. No doubt about that. But my question is, how much different is that in Germany today, where you have this huge influx of immigrants and you have the ghettos that you find in France, that you find in a number of countries? Let me finish. Do you feel safe in Mexico City? I wouldn't feel safe in Mexico City. And I got to take a little pause. I want to come back, but I want you to think about that and tell me, is this unique to America, or is this indicative of the turmoil going on throughout the world? I want to tell our listeners, we are right now talking to T.V. Tannenbaum. His new book is out right now. It's called The Lies They Tell, and we'll be right back.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's Big Agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
There's a new book out called The Lies They Tell. It's by author Tuvia Tenbaum. He is a three-time-in-a-row Spiegel best-selling author, and he has some real concerns about America, the underbelly of America, the fact there's racism, anti-Semitism leaked just before the service. And before we took a break, I was asking Mr. Tenbaum about the fact that, yes, we have some within ghettos and throughout certain pockets of America, we have a lot of frustration, no sense of pride. It's very dangerous to live there. And my question was, but isn't that true, or is it true in any other industrialized countries in pockets of their country? Go ahead there, Mr. Tenenbaum, if you will. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'll give you, Jim. I'll share with you everything I have. I'll give you an example. In a comparable thing that you talk, for example, there is a neighborhood or a section called Marxloh in Duisburg in Germany. That's the pocket of poverty. Turkish only. I have been there. I was there. I stayed there for 10 days. I had the time of my life. Great restaurants. So cheap, but great. Places that, in comparison, you know, you are talking about those pockets of places. I have been, you know, to the Middle East. I have been in refugee camps. In the worst places you can imagine. And believe me, Jim, every time I walked out of that refugee camp, I was full of tears. When I saw our low people descended. But those refugee camps of the Middle East are paradise compared to the black ghettos, to the hoods I saw here. It is frightening. Frightening, frightening, frightening. Destruction. Guns. Crime. And people tell you, be careful when you look at people's eyes. Because if somebody doesn't like the way you look at them, they'll shoot you. I have never experienced these kind of things. Restaurants, two restaurants, I found, for example, in what was to be District 13, it's Englewood. These are the people who first voted for Barack Obama into president and into political office in 1996. And it is in their names he went to become, finally, a president. In their names, telling us that he is working for them. Go and see it. Englewood. you'll see hell on earth.
Well, now let me jump on because we don't have a lot of time. Tevye, I don't have a great deal of time, but tell me about the sense of anti-Semitism that you picked up. That's concerning because, there are certainly, you hear some comments that the Jewish community controls both Wall Street and controls Hollywood. But by and large, particularly in the South, we have Jewish mayors. We almost had a Jewish governor down here. I would understand the African-American conflict. I'm surprised that you picked up a good bit of anti-Semitism in this country. Give us some examples of that that you found.
Yeah, that was really shocking to see it. And place after place, and this is America that's changing. It's, you have the parent generations and you have the children's generation, the millennials, and they are very different from the parents. Even in very pro-Israel, or you would think very pro-Israel states, you know, evangelical churches, you know, these mega churches that supposedly talk fairly and nicely about Israel or about Jews, you know, the apple in the eyes of God, in God's eyes, you know. And you talk to the children, to the young generation, and they have a totally different tune. And they talk about freeing Palestine. Even in Montana, even in North Dakota, even like in the reddest of red states. And I see those young people, and that's what they talk about. And I say, where is Palestine? They don't know. All they know is that the enemy of Palestine is the Jew, and the Jew must be wrong.
Well, that's disturbing. On the other hand, I think,
if they're very pro-Israel, they say so. And I ask the pastor, I say, tell me, where will the Jews go after they leave this world? After they die? And he says, what kind of question is this? They all go to hell, don't you know that?
That's heavy. Well, on the other hand, I would, just because there is some a large number of people in this country think, well, at least Palestine ought to have their own country. I don't consider that anti-Semitism, though. The fact that
you
want a two-state solution.
I'll tell you, that anti-Semitism if they cared about the other countries. If you ask them anything about international affairs like Kurdistan, do you care about, you know, there are 50 million Kurds without a state? Do you want to give them a state too? I'm just asking. They don't even know what I'm talking about, Kurdistan. Any other country, no. I talk about Cyprus. You know what happens in Turkey? The kids don't know nothing about what happens in Turkey. It's a beautiful country. They know nothing. They know nothing about Erdogan. They know nothing about
any other leaders.
They don't even know what happens in Ukraine. They know nothing.
Well, they probably don't know anything. Listen to me. Whoa, listen to me, Devin. They probably don't know anything because, you know, you had President Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, and you've had every president shown trying to reach some kind of a peace settlement because Israel is sitting out there kind of on the wing by itself and certainly has exposure from throughout the Middle East in terms of being annihilated. And so that's why presidents have put such an emphasis on trying to find some solution.
The young person, you know what? I had like a series of five questions I asked many people. I'll show two of them with you. And that was 95% of people, if they answered one thing, you would know what's the answer to the other. And the questions were, these two questions. Do you believe in climate change? That climate change is man-made? Are you for Israel or for Palestine? And in 95% of the example, they ask common people walking on the streets, if they believed in climate change, they were for Palestine. If they did not believe in climate change, they were for Israel. Now, is there any relationship between these two issues? Between climate change and the Middle Eastern conflict? No. But it's a mindset.
I see what you're saying.
I answer these questions.
No, I see exactly what you're saying. So Well, we've got to go up to the top of the news hour, but TD, it's been a fascinating book. The book, again, is called The Lies They Tell. You can find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. TD Temenbaum is a three-in-a-row Spiegel best-selling author. The book is really fascinating, and he brings some real troubling questions up about where America is today. Again, that website's www.jimbrownusa.com. TD, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure to be with you, and thank you, all listeners, for listening to this.
We look forward to having you back again in the near future, okay?
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Oh. Bye-bye. Interesting guy in bringing up some serious questions. I guess that I think that when there is disruption that goes on to where you live in your space and that space is disrupted, that there's a great deal of conflict. That's just kind of a common, it's not a law of nature, but it's a law of human nature. And there's been vast disruption in this country and in this world in which we live. Mr. Tenenbaum said that he didn't see quite the tension, but I just wonder, I know a lot about England. I went to Cambridge University over in England when I was after I got out of the University of North Carolina. And spent a great deal of time, and England was pretty much the same from the north to the south, and a little different accents, but there were a flow that was about equal. That's not true today. There's been a huge influx of Middle Eastern citizens that have come into England. You have ghettos there. You have a lot of tension going on, and it's just not the same country that I knew of, and it disturbs a number of particularly older citizens. Now, that may be looked on as progress, but there is a great deal of tension there. You find the same thing if you look at France today, and you look at Germany, and you look at most of the European countries that were somewhat homogeneous, where a German in the north is the same as a German in the south. Now, all of a sudden, a huge influx of migrants that many locals feel that is a threat to them. And so, true or not, that's how they feel. And I can see where the tension comes up, and the tension's not going to go away. I mean, that's the whole flow of immigration into this country, where the wall is being boarded up. There's a number of very well-meaning Americans who say we ought to have immigration, but we just don't need it all coming in from one country or one background. There should be a cross-mix that we have that's made America great. So it's an ongoing subject that we'll be talking about a lot more again. Got to get the top of the news. Then we're going to come back and talk about the image of John F. Kennedy, have some fun with the new humorous book out, and talk some more about health care. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back to make some more comments sense after the top of the hour.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides.
ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.